This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. As many as 10 tornadoes were reported in the Chicago area last night, including two at O'Hare and Midway airports, and at least two more in the far western suburbs. Severe thunderstorms last night knocked out electricity for hundreds of thousands of residents. ABC7 and WGN-TV meteorologists reported tornadoes along Interstate 88 near Aurora, Warrenville, Naperville, and in Joliet. ComEd is reporting more than 200,000 customers are without power early this morning. The utility says it expects to have 80% of power restored by Wednesday afternoon. Remaining customers should have power restored by Friday evening. Illinois Republicans say they're excited to see Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance named as Donald Trump's running mate. Travis Aiken says Vance compliments Trump well. Aiken, a Trump delegate from the 12th District in Southern Illinois, says Vance and Trump have a platform that should resonate across the state, even in the suburbs where Republicans have lost a lot of seats in Congress and the State House.
We're talking about a safer country. We're talking about more prosperous nation. We're talking about lower taxes. We're talking about an agenda that for all Americans. I think it plays everywhere.
Trump has lost badly in Illinois twice. And the Republican Party's stance on social issues is one of several reasons why the party has lost ground in Illinois and Chicago suburbs. Protest organizers say they're not worried about increased security for next month's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. With the recent attack on former President Donald Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania, additional measures could be put in place. Fayani Adoma Majana is with the Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression. He says his only concern is for a safe march.
It's hard to say what the security situation will be. We'll leave that up to the powers that be. Our focus is having a march of tens of thousands of people, raising our demands around ending the genocide and ending U.S. aid to Israel.
Demonstrators are trying to reach a deal with the city to march as close as possible to the United Center where the DNC will take place. A Chicago City Council committee approved more than $11 million to settle a gender and disability discrimination case against the Chicago Fire Department. The payment is to settle cases brought by Chicago Fire Department employees. They allege physical tests used to evaluate paramedic candidates discriminate against women. Women failed the fitness tests at a far higher rate than men. Alderperson Nick Sposato is a former fireman who voted against the payment.
It's a bit confusing to me what went on down here and everything. You can't not be physically fit and not do this job. You have to go up and down stairs.
Alderperson Derek Curtis says the fact that some of the women now work as paramedics for other agencies means
they should be good enough for the city of Chicago.
The settlement now heads to the full city council for approval. Lawyers for former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan are citing a recent Supreme Court ruling in a bid to dismiss a majority of his criminal case. The high court recently narrowed a federal bribery statute in a way that puts more burden on prosecutors. In striking down an Indiana bribery conviction, justices held that prosecutors must prove a quid pro quo before charging public office holders with illegally taking rewards after official acts. The effect of that decision is now being felt in Madigan's upcoming racketeering, bribery, and conspiracy trial due to start in October. Late Monday, Madigan's lawyers asked a judge to dismiss 14 of the 23 criminal charges pending against the former speaker. They cited last month's Supreme Court ruling and the absence of a clear quid pro quo. Something else you should note today. The Chicago Police Department says 80 of its officers are in Milwaukee this week to support public safety efforts during the Republican National Convention. CPD says several Illinois law enforcement agencies have sent officers to the Wisconsin city to help with convention security. A department spokesperson declined to specify the sorts of security work the Chicago cops are performing. Planning for their work preceded the Pennsylvania shooting that injured former President Donald Trump. Today's weather. There is a flood warning starting at the Des Plaines River in Prospect Heights, all the way downstream to Irving Park Road in Chicago. The warning is in place until Thursday morning. Also, there's still a risk of severe weather, including wind and tornadoes. Temperatures will reach the low 80s today. Tomorrow, we're expecting a mix of sun and clouds with a high in the upper 70s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.